Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. And we have a wonderful show for you today. A lot going on in the world of sports, of course, and we're going to get through all of it. So let me bring in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic. Looking forward to a good show. Looking forward to some more basketball play-in. I know you don't watch the play-in, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I didn't say I didn't watch it. I'm just saying that it's unnecessary. That's all.
Well, you got the Golden Girls
marathon. And it doesn't count, you know.
You got the Golden Girls marathon. I figured, you know, you might be checking that out.
I'm always checking that out, but it won't stop me from a little, especially when we see the Warriors go down in flames. That's a good night.
They have gone down in flames. And
not surprisingly either, really.
Well, one and done. I mean, anything can happen.
No, no, but I'm just saying against the Kings. The Kings have beaten them. They didn't beat them in Game 7 last year, but they've been
pretty good. Well, they're 2-2. They're evenly matched. 2-2 this year against them.
But I'm saying, like,
they beat them in 7 games last year. It's a good matchup. It's a good matchup. But all right, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get it started. The super producer, Rob G, is out in his place. Our man, Shay Moengart, doing his thing. You just heard her moments ago on the updates. Monsi Bolaños, the man with the plan of social media, Elijah Sibunya. And on the ones and twos, none other than
Why You Bugging? How are you, Mary?
I'm doing great.
awesome.
We give Mary major. Like, Alex doesn't even have an intro like that.
It's just, that's what it is when you're blessed and highly favored, you know?
But you know what?
Amen.
But Mary didn't even know that song at first, right? And now
we had to put her up on that, Chris. Decades before she was
actually
born,
I think it was Covino and Rich. Like, the first time I met them, they sang that to me, and then you guys
did they really
right after.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stealing our thunder.
You know, that's right. I text Rich before. That's where he got it from. You know what I mean? Before he met. All right.
Well, let's get it going, Rob. And tonight, get day two of this play-in tournament. And now we've got the Eastern Conference. Last night, you had the Lakers take out the New Orleans Pelicans in a really good game. Exciting game. Some great performance by Zion Williamson before he got hurt. And we'll talk about that. But that was fun. And then, as you said, the Kings took out the Warriors and may have ended that dynasty altogether. We'll talk about that later as well. But tonight, Rob, starting just in a few moments, the Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Miami Heat. And obviously the storylines here, you know, Philadelphia was looking, Rob, playing as well as any team in the league when their league MVP, Joel Embiid, Rob, he was on a different level than he was last year when he won the MVP.
No, I agree. He was off to a great start. and I agree that despite what the Joker had done, Chris, in the postseason, people may be feeling like he was shortchanged and he came through. I think coming into the season, I think Embiid had made up ground to at least put him on even par, not behind, with his play. I totally agree with
that. Yeah. I mean, obviously it doesn't matter now, but I think at the moment, the point he went down after 30-some-odd games, he was the MVP. You know, I don't know what the other voters thought, but in my book, he was the MVP.
He was right there. I'll say that.
Yep, he did get hurt. He's out for 2.5 months. He's back, though, and back to averaging 30 points, Rob. And so Philadelphia could not even play 500 basketball without him. They fell all the way from second to seventh, and they will face the Miami Heat. Miami, it's almost like they don't – I know their culture, Spoelstra, Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley and them, care about the regular season. But it's almost, Rob, like Jimmy Butler and those guys don't. I mean, because they – I mean, they're content coming in eighth and, you know, just barely making the playoffs. And last year, of course, they did that and even lost the first play-in game and still went all the way to the NBA Finals. And so Heat culture has really become a mythical thing. And so that's what you have tonight. I think, Rob, in the Heat, you've got the mentally tougher team. In Philadelphia, you've got the more talented team. And it's going to be interesting to see which one prevails. Jimmy Butler, you know, he's got a little axe to grind with the Sixers. I don't know if he still holds it. But remember, they had him. Rob, I'm telling you, if they had kept Jimmy Butler, and this sounds crazy right now, instead of Ben Simmons. And I'll be honest, at the time, I was like pretty much everybody else. I mean, I love Jimmy Butler, but come on. Ben Simmons is one of the next dudes. So you have to keep him, and he's a point guard with Embiid, a center. Like, it turned out, you know, Ben Simmons obviously has his career. Rob, he after this contract, I don't know that he'll even have a career. I think it's very likely he's out of the NBA once this contract is over. And so, you know, Jimmy Butler puts it on them when they see the Sixers. But the question I want to ask you, if you want to say who you think is going to win, I'm going to go with Philly, but I don't have a great feel for it because, as I said, I think Miami is tougher. Is that Heat culture going to really kick in?
Or
is Embiid? And Embiid, right, he's a bump. He's an awkward bump or box out or mix up under the basket away from being hurt. I mean, I'm serious. I don't hope that on him for sure, but he's a bad move away from either being out altogether or being about 70%. And that's the problem with Philly. And that's why it's hard to bank on them in any way. But who you – first thing I want to know is what do you think about tonight's game? And then I want to talk about if you're the New York Knicks and you're a New Yorker, native, who should they be wanting to see? Because they see the winner. And who should they be pulling for to win if they, you know, to play in the first round?
But go, yeah, first I'm going to say the problem with the Embiid thing in Philly, Chris, and buying all the way in is that, unfortunately, Embiid turns to goo in the postseason. We've
so
seen
you
it.
Think it? Do you? I feel like we're gonna find out. Is it a mental block, a la James Harden, or is it he's always worn down? You know what I mean?
And no, I get 80%. That, but great players at some point, you know what I mean. Everybody's played the same schedule.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't get it done.
Yeah, and he hasn't. And we've seen him, and his average dropped what 8-10 points
last
in the postseason.
Year, about 9, almost 10 points.
That's what I'm saying. That's a significant. It ain't like you're off a couple points or something. That's significant, and your team can't afford to give up 10 points in the postseason from what they're used to getting from you, Chris. So I have to wait to see what Embiid's doing, where he is, and that's a good question about the Knicks.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's a right answer. I mean, I really don't. You would just think Embiid because
that they would rather see Embiid.
No, that they wouldn't.
Oh,
because of Embiid, and I think I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think he's done well against the Knicks, and he's seen. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the numbers of their teams.
Yeah, okay,
look, the Knicks, Rob. 3-1 against Philly. Now, I think only one of those was with Embiid, but they blasted Philly with Embiid. They beat them 128-92 with Embiid and Tyrese Maxey playing, and that's surprising to me. And then blew them out, you know, another time. And I think they won the other one maybe by double figures as well. Miami against Miami, the Knicks are 2-1. But, again, are you seeing a different Miami? I hear you. I think that's a fair answer is you don't know if there's a right answer. Either one's going to be tough.
That's what I'm saying. I can't look at one and go, oh, without question, it's Miami that the Knicks can roll over. And I can't say that about Philadelphia. So neither one. And this is a new step. They manhandled the Cavs last year. They were just more physical. Chris pushed them around.
Right.
They got the Cavs got chumped last year by the Knicks. I know they don't have Julius Randle.
They're not chumping one of these two teams.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a little different. Right.
Rob, it's interesting because, look, congrats to the Knicks getting the second seed. Great accomplishment, especially with Julius Randle missing a chunk of the season. But the reward, right, this is not your typical seven. I mean, my gosh. You know, and to be honest, Rob, Boston, after a great year, and I think they'll win the first round, but still, after a great year at the number one seed, win 64 games, by far the best record in the league, their reward could be Philly with Joel Embiid.
That is crazy.
And if it's Miami, that ain't fun either. Miami beat him last year in the playoffs.
It's funny that those two teams are down there, Chris, in that spot. And Miami's been to the championship twice in the last, what, 5 years or is it four years?
Well, since the bubble and then last year, so I think that's the last 5 years.
5 years. This is the fifth year.
Yeah.
But this is the fifth year, right? Because the bubble was like 2020. Yeah.
Yeah, the bubble.
2024.
Yeah,
in the last 4 or 5 years. You get my point. They're not chopped liver.
It's the same team, essentially, yeah, with Bam and Jimmy Butler as the core.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I feel – look, last year the Heat didn't play well, you know, didn't shoot the three well in the regular season, didn't even play well in the play-in, lost the first game, had some trouble. I think it was with Atlanta in the you know, do-or-die game. I mean – and then the playoffs started, and they played great. And they took out Milwaukee and ultimately took out Boston. And so, I look, the Knicks, I think Miami to some degree, will be like looking in the mirror. Very well-coached team. plays very hard, probably succeeds at a higher level than its talent would suggest it should, and just going to knock down, drag out war mentally and physically. That's what they're going to get with Miami. With Philly, I mean, it's all on Embiid. Like, and Rob, he could miss a game. You just don't know. I mean, you have no idea. The dude came back and played, I think, 8 games and got hurt. Now, he to his credit, you know, he came back from that game and played and finished it out. But still, and it's not even about him just missing the game, Rob. It's about him just not being 100% while he's playing. I have no idea what I'm going to see from him. But I'll say this, Tyrese Maxey is a handful. He's played great. And then Kelly Oubre and Tobias Harris. Like, Philly has the most talent of the three teams. But Miami is going to have the heart and the hustle and the toughness that will be tough to deal with. So I'm picking Philly tonight. That means Philly would meet the Knicks and Miami would meet Boston. And both of those series will be tough, hard-fought series. I think Boston will beat them. I don't even think it'll go 7, but I still think Miami's just earned the respect where you got to put the respect on their name. So let's throw it out to the listeners, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. Simple question. If you're the Knicks, simple question, but hard to answer it. Who should the Knicks be pulling for to win this game? Or really, who should they want to meet in the first round of the playoffs? And they will meet the winner of Miami-Philly that's about to start in moments. Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
All right, it is a Worship Wednesday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Who should the Knicks want, Philly or Miami, in the first round? Your thoughts.
All right. Let's kick it off with Dre. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. First of all, yes, let's be clear. It doesn't matter who my New York Knicks under the leadership of Tom Thibodeau get in the first round. They're getting the W.
Your New York Knicks all of a sudden, huh?
No. Tom Thibodeau's been my coach from day one, the pride of Salem State. Shout out to Tibbs.
And when is that Knicks where you went?
So when they made the right decision to bring him in, my allegiance went from Minnesota to the New York Knicks and this
okay.
team that he's built it up.
Oh, you a now, big Tibbs fan. Okay.
Tibbs, that's my guy. You know, he makes people show up to work and then we get results. Now, we want no parts of the Miami Heat in the first round.
Hold on. You started off talking like Muhammad Ali. It don't matter.
I know, it don't matter.
Bring him on. Now, all of a sudden, you're cowering at the colors red and black.
This Miami Heat team is better than the squad that went to the finals. They have a healthy Tyler Hero. They added Terry Rozier. They have Jaime Vasquez. They're dangerous. Knicks will get them in seven, but I would much rather a Philadelphia 76ers team with no continuity and Joel Embiid, who just rolled out of bed and stepped onto the court, than a Miami Heat team that's dangerous. Forget the seeding. With the Spoelstra and Riley culture, this Heat team, they're going to push somebody to seven, either the Knicks or the Celtics. Let the Celtics have those problems. We'll take Philadelphia. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, Dre, appreciate it.
All right.
Q, Q in Phoenix, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Q?
Man, what's happening? What's happening?
What's up?
Rob Parker, I don't know what you've been drinking, but you said in the beginning of the show that the end game don't count. Now, if the Bulls, which is my team, I'm from Chicago. If the Bulls win their game and then go to the finals,
wait, what?
No. Wait.
Rob G and Monsi got a better chance to get to the finals than the Bulls.
And number two, you misunderstood.
Michael Jordan's not walking through that door,
and you misunderstood when. No. Hold on.
We're going to give you a chance to speak.
Wait.
Don't hang up on him. But give Rob a chance to speak.
No. Hang up.
Dude, come on.
We're trying to let
Ridiculous.
You on, but we
exactly.
got to talk.
Golly.
And I think he misunderstood, Chris, when I said it didn't count. You know what I meant?
That there's no. You being facetious.
Exactly. I wasn't talking about. Of course, if they make it. Come on,
right.
boy. What are we talking about?
I mean, but seriously, look, callers, we want to hear, obviously, we're one of the few shows nationally that has callers.
Exactly.
So we want to hear from you. But if we start talking and we try to respond to something you said, it's our show.
Right.
Don't
Let us talk,
talk over us.
Right.
Let us talk. We tell them, keep you on so you can respond. But don't. It's not your show. Don't talk up, call up talking over us and not letting us say anything.
No doubt. Mike in Savannah. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call. And I hate to lose some of my valuable time on here, but I owe Mr. Parker an apology. The last time I called in, I was so flabbergasted getting to speak to one of my idols, Chris Burchard, because I'm an NBA junkie. I didn't mean it like I didn't care about you, and I wanted to apologize. I looked up your credentials, and they're second to none. You're awesome.
Well, thank
you. Wow, that was nice.
I know. That was very nice.
I'm glad you got that check I sent you. You know, Rob's my boy. I didn't want him feeling bad.
I mean, I'm just such a basketball fan, and I love Chris Burchard is my favorite human being on TV, and I love it. As far as the Philly-Miami thing, I kind of agree with what Chris said today on TV. I feel like Miami's, you know, Cinderella is over. I mean, they've been incredible. Jimmy Butler is awesome, but I just don't think Embiid's going to keep playing like that. And the emergence of Ty Maxey, I think it's Philly. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's really no wrong answer right now because we don't know. I don't think Miami's going to capture that magic again. But in fairness, I didn't think it last year, and they obviously did. So we just got to kind of wait and see.
Right.
No
and
doubt.
One last thing, if I could, the last time I talked to you, I told you, I said Chris, but this time it's Chris and Rob. If you're ever anywhere near Savannah, if I could leave my information, I would love to buy y'all a steak somewhere for lunch. It would be an honor,
shoot.
Man.
You know what? My brother used to live in Savannah.
2 hours away, that's what it is.
Rob will probably make a special trip there. When the company pays, he eats fillets. Just
absolutely
know that.
Chris, and when the callers
get the numbers, get his information, Shay. We'll definitely.
Right. Thank you so much, man. I love the show. Both of you are awesome, Rob. I love you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to dish you that. It wasn't meant that way.
It's all right, Mike. Fair enough. I appreciate it. Yes, I understand.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yep,
guys.
Thank you. Yep. No problem. Alan in South Carolina. Alan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
Guys, I feel like I'm at an AA meeting. We got people laughing. We got people all sad. They want to buy people stuff. It feels a little crazy. I don't wish anything bad about on Joel Embiid, but I don't think he finishes the game. I honestly don't.
Even the game? Wow. I mean, no, look, I can't be mad at you. I can't be mad at you. Every time he falls, you worry.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Is there something about it? And this gets me, and I'm sure you guys are going to discuss it later. These guys that are injured all the time, why are they on the Olympic team? Kawhi.
Well, that's an interesting,
Anthony Davis. That gets me so frustrated that they left certain people off, that these guys don't play during the year. And now, to get a medal, they're gonna come out and they're going to compete against other countries. There's something about that these guys don't want to compete or play during the year, and I'm sure I'll hear it later and love the show.
You know what? And that's a great column.
Yeah,
somebody's
we may do
listening
that
right now,
topic.
Chris, is going to write that column. Or that might be on Doug Gottlieb's show tomorrow. I'm just saying.
And in fairness, I'll say this. I don't think Embiid, Kawhi. Now, maybe in the past you could say that about Kawhi. Maybe. I'm not positive. But this year, I think the last couple of years, Rob, he's tried to play, and his body may betray him. I think it's similar with Embiid, Anthony Davis. You know, there are guys that do too much load management, but a lot of these guys, Rob, Anthony Davis and the like, I don't think they don't want to play, but their bodies, they just can't seem to stay healthy, and that could be a problem for Team USA. There is no question about it. We got Leon, friend of the show, the great actor coming up, huge Knicks fan. But first, Monty Bolaños with the update. Monty.
Fellas.
Monty.
How
are
we doing?
How are you?
I saw
me at Dodger Stadium this morning having breakfast,
I saw that. I was not there. I was there yesterday. I was not there, but I saw your picture. I was like, oh, look at Rob all bright and early on the field.
He's the Dodger dog? Is that what they call him?
Yeah, Dodger dog.
Double dog?
Yeah.
It was a 12:10 start.
Yeah, so what time?
So I was out there early. I was there at 9 this morning.
Ooh, yeah. Some of the tour guides were there at like 7:45 in the morning to prepare for tours. I was like, no, thank you.
Not today.
Not today. I also was here, so you know, I didn't want to stretch myself too thin and not be on my best game for you guys. I just heard Chris say that he thinks there's a chance I can make it to the NBA Finals, and I think you're right, Chris. I know it's not 100%, but I think I can get there as well.
We got a better chance than the Bulls. I mean, my God.
That is true. That one is true. All right. Game between Heat and Philly. I was going to say the Phillies, but the 76ers officially underway. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Philadelphia on top of Miami, 12-6. Plenty of game to go. Following this one, it's going to be that matchup between the 9 and 10 seeds as the Hawks take on the Bulls. The Pelicans have rolled out Zion Williamson for the game on Friday. Also a play-in game as they take on the Kings. He suffered this hamstring injury last night against the Lakers. Other NBA news, The Athletic reports that Warriors guard Chris Paul says he's not retiring this offseason, saying this isn't it, that he knows for sure. In the NFL, ESPN just reported that former Ravens running back J.K. Dobbins plans to sign a one-year contract with the Chargers. Now in Major League Baseball, Mike Trout has homered for the Angels. He now has 8 on the year, but they are tied with the Rays at 1 apiece, bottom of the 3rd inning. The Phillies are beating the Rockies 5-1, bottom of the 5th. The White Sox up on the Royals in game 2 of their doubleheader. It's 2-1, bottom of the 8th. And the Dodgers were shut out at home today by the Nationals 2-0. Back to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Monty.
Yeah.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, famous actor, singer, producer. I don't think he's here yet, but he will be here momentarily. He's been dying to get on. Huge Knicks fan and actually was a nice ball player back in the day. You remember Rob from the movie Above the Rim?
Yes.
And you could see he could play. You know, you could.
It wasn't sometimes like it wasn't acting. Sometimes
right,
you could look at people and go like, okay, and their moves aren't natural.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they just aren't natural. You can't.
Nah, it's true. So he wants to talk Knicks. We can leave the lines open until we get him. 877-99 on Fox if anybody wants to weigh in. Okay, we do have him. I just gave you mad love, man. Talked about how good you used to be in basketball and all that. What's up,
Leon?
Leon.
Yo, listen, hold up. Don't even try to butter me up right now. Okay? Don't even try it, man. I'm so happy to talk to y'all right now. You don't even know. What I was doing right now, I was trying to pull up the clip of Chris talking about Jalen Brunson. That's the answer? What?
Well, let's start there. I did not have Look, I got Jalen Brunson on my second team All-NBA. And I did not have him on my top five MVP ballot. But look, I had Luka number one, Doncic or Jokic number two, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander three, Jason Tatum four, Giannis five. I assume you're cool with that. If not, who you taking off to put Brunson on?
No. I'm not putting Brunson on, especially in front of the first three. There's no way. Those guys are deserving of MVP. I think, actually, the Joker's probably going to win it.
He is
deserving of it. His team should have been in first place. They didn't get silly and lose a game at the last minute. I'm not going to do that. But I can say this much. There is no one, including the Joker, that is playing better than Jalen Brunson in the last third of the season.
Look, he's been great. I mean, I want to give him love. I got no, he is and self-made, what I mean? I mean, obviously he's got talent, but, 2 years at Villanova, nobody expected this, so good for him. Rob and I were just talking about, so you probably watching Philly-Miami. The winner is who the Knicks get.
Unfortunately, I'm not watching anything because I'm in London.
Oh, wow. You in London? Oh, wow. All right.
I'm doing a movie here.
Well, we're going to ask you before you go, tell us what you're working on, your music. I know you do music as well. So tell us where people can see you. But who do you want? Do you want Philly or do you want Miami in round one?
Well, I would prefer Miami because I don't think Miami's been playing that well. And, Philly, you got to realize Philly was right up there when they had Joel Embiid. I think they were in the three spot, even tooling with the two spot at one point. So, of course, with Joel Embiid, they're a different team. But in reality, there are so many old New York rivalries that it's just fantastic. Miami, of course, the Pat Ryan and everything, that's always a big rivalry. Of course, Philadelphia right down the turnpike. I might catch you at a game. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But at the end of the day, man, we want Boston because that's what all New Yorkers want.
Well, that don't mean y'all get to the conference finals. That'd be a good year.
Let me ask you this. And Leon, here's the thing. And I get it. You should be excited. Knicks fans, the Knicks haven't won a championship since Moby Dick was a guppy. It's been a long time. But
can't lie about that.
It is what it is. But here's my thing. Will you be satisfied in just getting to the second round? Like, is that where this team has come? Where anything less than the conference finals, you would be very disappointed because last year they made it to the second round. They beat the Cavs. We know that. Don't they have to do more with the way that they've played this year other than just getting to the second round?
Last year they were a turnover away from a game seven in the second round. They were the second round before. Listen, second round ain't going to cut it this year.
That's what I'm saying, Chris. It shouldn't.
If you're a second seed, a second round should never cut it. That's a disappointment if you're a second seed.
So if you play Milwaukee in the second round, which is maybe it would be. It could be Indiana. You definitely are going to be ticked off with a loss. But if Milwaukee starts playing well and you see them, I mean, I would think you could live with a loss to Milwaukee if it's a tough, hard-fought one.
Not without Giannis. No way.
Well, no, I'm assuming he would
not
be
without
back.
Giannis.
I don't think they get to second round without Giannis.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think they're done, to be honest with you. And to be perfectly honest with you, they have not been good since Doc took over the team. Are they even 500?
No, they're 17-19 under Doc. Rob and I said it. You know,
they're not playing well.
No.
And the problem is, I'm going to tell you what the problem is with Milwaukee is their front office. I don't know what they're thinking. One thing, they shouldn't have fired their championship coach. You win a championship.
Right. Budenholzer.
You got at least 2 years. You get at least 2 years, you win a championship.
And he's okay? a good coach. He was good in Atlanta. You know what I mean?
He's a good coach, but then wait a second. They're doing well. They challenging Boston, and they fire their coach. Now, why would they do that? Now, someone said because of Giannis. Well, if you let Giannis run your team, you are a horrible front office.
And you got to assume that it is Giannis because I don't think they would make that move. It just seemed very
At that time, they were rolling. They were worried about him possibly leaving, too, eventually. So that was a big part of it.
It doesn't make it there. I don't care what you say. Giannis is an incredible player. As a matter of fact, I would even go to say he's usually the most dominant player on the floor when he's on the floor. But he is far from a GM. You pay him handsomely to play basketball, not to run your team.
I feel that. Let me ask you this. The Knicks, I think you understand, you know the game, not really a championship team. Could get to the conference finals. I mean, you know, anything can happen.
Wait, hold on a second. Can we let's talk about
you a championship team?
No. Let's talk about something else for a second. Knicks, I'm talking Knicks, though.
Okay.
There's about seven coaches right now that are deserving of Coach of the Year. Would you not say that?
Yes.
Okay. But now, of those coaches, who has been challenged more than Tibbs? He lost an all-pro player, 25-12, okay? We played the last third of the season without four starters.
Well,
I don't know.
My vote went to OKC's Mark Dagnall from OKC. Youngest number one seed ever.
I mean Leon, you're right about what Tibbs went through.
What I'm saying is this. He's more than deserving. But he played with his full team all season.
Yeah, all of them were 25 and under.
Listen,
They only won 40 games a year ago. Like,
wait a second. You don't have to explain to me why he deserves it, because he does deserve it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Tibbs has done a great job.
He had his whole team.
I will
Tibbs
say
lost,
this, though.
Tibbs lost Tibbs. His team and still pulled it off.
Well, that's what Tibbs does, which is one reason you need to be concerned about the playoffs, because Tibbs' history has been he's one of those coaches that pushes his team. They play at playoff level intensity
all year.
All year.
Yep.
And then come playoff time, they don't have an extra gear that the more talented teams have. And that's why his teams have not lived up to their record when it comes to the playoffs.
And also one of the reasons why he wears his players out.
Yeah.
You're talking
about them being hurt. Maybe that.
Right. But the one thing I have to say is this, and you know this more than anything, momentum is a big thing going into playoffs. The Knicks are playing their best ball now.
They are. And look, if they beat Philly and even Miami, because you just got to respect them, then that's going to be impressive. And then if they get Indiana, which I think is possible, Rob and I actually think they could beat the Bucks.
Oh yeah.
You definitely got to feel like you beaten Indiana, and then you take your chances in the conference finals, presumably against Boston. Let me ask you this: if they get beat in the first in the conference finals by Boston, what do you think they need to really become like a full fledged championship contender?
They would need.
And we
Jason
got about
Tatum.
30 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what they need are more all-star type pieces. They don't need that superstar. They need that other all-star type caliber player. That when you look at this team, you're like, wow, okay, maybe they may got the best player on the floor, but man, they got five dudes I don't want to mess with.
That's how Detroit did it. Rob's favorite team, 2004, Pistons.
What do you mean my favorite team? Yeah, Leon, he always tried to say I had pom-poms covering that series. I did not. I
and
respected
little
that
shoes,
team.
Black and white shoes with bells on them.
I respected that team. That was an impressive team. Come on, Leon, the 2004 Pistons. You know.
So, Leon, before you go, man, tell us what you got going on, where people can check you out.
Oh, man. I'm on season 6 of The Chi, which debuted on.
So when did you? Because I was watching that earlier, the early season. So when did you join that?
On part 2, when you know there was a hiatus because you know the strike and everything.
Okay, so all right, cool.
Part 2, I come in to play with them for a little bit, and then I got this movie called The Rhythm and the Blues. I played this great blues artist, which that's having its premiere at Lincoln Center on May 11th at the New York African Film Festival, and I'm here in London right now doing a Christmas comedy.
Okay. All right,
is it raining
cool,
in London?
Man.
That's all I need to know.
What'd you say?
Is it raining in London?
Man, please, this weather's ridiculous. It's sunny 1 second, rainy
yeah,
the next.
I know. Like New York.
It rains,
that right. like
it rains
New York.
All the time. Right.
Hey, look, when we call you, when I text you to come on after the Knicks go down in the first round, don't be avoiding my texts.
Yo, something. Is there any way to start a good friendship?
I know, right? There you go, right.
All right,
Leon.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You, man.
We'll
be
talk
safe.
To you soon, man. Good luck with everything.
Definitely, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys, man. Have fun.
All right. Peace. All right. More Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time, y'all, for Shekel City.
All right, here we go, Chris. Shekel City picked earlier and posted on social. So I don't want people to think that I'm trying to get slick and picking games after the fact. But anyway, best bet was the 76ers -5.5, hosting the Heat in Philadelphia. Also, I have the Hawks +3.5, Chris, in Chicago against the Bulls. And finally, I have the Guardians +1.5. They're in Boston taking on the Red Sox. So I have the Guardians +1.5 runs, the Hawks +3.5 points, Chris, and the 76ers -5.5 points against the Heat. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. Yesterday, I believe it was, Whitey Herzog, Hall of Fame player and manager, died. And you wanted to say something.
Yeah, Whitey Herzog. Chris, you remember him, do you, or no?
Yeah, I remember.
Whitey Herzog had the greatest nickname, the White Rat. That was his nickname.
Is his real name Whitey? I mean, that's what I always knew him as, but yeah. Is that his real name?
No, I forgot. I looked at
like when you
yesterday.
Look him up on, Dorrell.
Yeah.
Dorrell Norman
but he had
Elvert
like,
Herzog.
He had like blondish Chris hair,
right?
Really
right.
Light, and it was like a buzz cut, and they called him the White Rat. But this is what I want to say about him. I always considered him the best manager I ever saw, Chris. Because he did stuff that was innovative. And let me tell you the one that always stood out to me as a young guy watching baseball. He had, this is before you couldn't burn pitchers, you know, like bringing them in for relief. So right. Whitey Herzog, Chris, brought in two relievers, a right-hander and a left-hander. He put the right-hander in right field and the left-hander on the mound. And then when they switched, you know, when the next batter came up, he would bring the right fielder, who was a pitcher, into the game and send the left-hander back out to right field. You get what I'm saying?
Can you do that now?
Yes, you can. Yes, okay. You can. Because they were in the game. You could change positions.
So if you just wanted to, like...
Now, if you
wanted to bring in your left fielder to pitch...
Now I think you'd have to pitch to a certain amount of batters. You couldn't do it back then.
Okay.
It was for the lineup. Righty, brought the right-hander in. Lefty, brought the left-hander in.
Yeah.
And I remember Davey Johnson doing the same exact thing. He was the manager of the Mets. And he point blank said, I saw Whitey do it. And I thought that was genius. And gave him credit.
Well, now, of course, that's become, I mean, you know, getting your pitchers for the batters, you know.
Right.
Has become commonplace. I was going to ask you why you say he's the best ever. I mean, because he won one World Series, but it's
yeah,
not like he
but
won
he was
both.
Always in the mix with the Cardinals in Kansas City. I don't know. I just thought he was a really good manager at making moves, Chris, when managers really had to manage the game.
Right.
I thought he was the best. That's it.
That's fair.
The White Rat is gone.
Yeah. We got to hope. Rest in peace, White Rat. We got 2 hours left. Keep it locked. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.